Starting off in sports on the local scene, Atlantic High School Activities Director Andy Mitchell turned on the field lights last night at the high school at 8 p.m. as part of the Be the Light initiative from the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association. High schools across the state are turning their lights on for 15 minutes last night to represent the 15 days of school they've missed. They'll do the same for the next two Fridays for 20 and 25 minutes, respectively. That initiative is to show support to the students in that we cannot wait for them to return so we can turn not only field lights for them on, but also gym, hallway, and classroom lights as they return. And also yesterday, the Iowa High School Athletic Association and Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union announced that baseball and softball practices will not begin on May 4th as previously planned. The new start date for practice is set for May 18th. June 1st would be the first date for competition. That move would create fewer conflicts with the spring sports, which have been extended into the month of June here for now, of course, barring any further changes. And in news on the college front, Iowa star Luka Garza will test the NBA draft process but is not hiring an agent. That leaves open the possibility of a return for his senior season. Garza averaged over 26 points per game in Big Ten play and being named the league's player of the year.
You know, if it's not the time to make that move, I want to hear, you know, the improvements I need to make, you know, to be able to be ready for that step after my senior year. So, you know, I'm looking for a lot out of this process, and I'm really looking forward to it. You know, it would have to be a real opportunity.
Garza says he was encouraged to put his name in by Hawkeyes coach Fran McCaffrey.
He wants what's best for me and my family. And you know, at the end of the day, when you have a coach like that who knows, you know, the possibility of what it would mean to him and his career for me to come back, and him just to be, you know, telling me that, you know, it's all about me through this process and my family and what's best for me. It just really means a lot, and you know that's something that, you know, it's very dear to my heart.
Garza is interested to see where he may fit on the draft board.
You know, I'm not going to go in, you know, without 100% confidence of being able to make a roster. You know, I don't see any interest in, you know, ending up in the G League without any type of you know, deal or anything like that. I think, you know, I that's something I can be able to get after my senior year. So, you know, like I said, it's all about fit.
And Garza said he's keeping his options open in part because the Hawkeyes could have a special team next season.
You know, there's something special, you know, in this group at Iowa that, you know, I'm really excited about. And, you know, I came to play for Coach McCaffrey, and I would love to be able to give him the opportunity to, you know, make a run and win a Big Ten championship. So, you know, it's something I value very highly.
And joining Garza is Duke's Vernon Carey Jr., testing the NBA draft waters. Carey Jr. is entering the draft after being named the ACC's Player of the Year and Newcomer of the Year by the AP. He'd been considered a likely one-and-done prospect and projected first-round pick. Carey averaged team highs of 18 points, 9 rebounds, and almost 2 blocks per game while shooting 58% as a physical inside presence. Creighton guard Tyshawn Alexander declared for the draft with the option to return to school for his final season of eligibility as well. Alexander was named the All-Big East first team after leading the Blue Jays with 17 points per game. He said Friday he would go through the evaluation process by league executives to determine if he should stay in the June 25th draft or withdraw by the May 29th deadline. Josh Green is the latest Arizona freshman to declare for the draft, joining Nico Mannion and Zeke Nagy and leaving early. The Australian-born Green is projected to be a first-round pick after averaging 12 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 assists during his lone season with the Wildcats. The athletic 6'6" guard grew up in Sydney before his family moved to Phoenix. And David Land, the only men's basketball strength coach in NCAA history to lead two different programs to undefeated conference seasons, has been named Director of Strength and Conditioning for the Iowa State men's basketball program and was announced yesterday by head coach Steve Prohm. Land replaces Pete Link, who left to pursue other opportunities. Prohm said, "I'm really excited to have David back working with me. The opportunity to bring in someone that I have a previous relationship and familiarity with was important. David will be a great asset for our program in a variety of ways because of how much effort he invests in the student athletes." Land, who spent 2 years as strength coach for Prohm at Murray State, joins Iowa State after spending the last two seasons under Mike Young at Virginia Tech and Wofford. Land said, "What an unbelievable opportunity to come to Iowa State and be a Cyclone. I simply couldn't turn down the chance to reunite with Coach Prohm and join him in Ames." In other sporting notes, Washington Nationals General Manager Mike Rizzo says a non-playing team employee tested positive for the coronavirus and is on the road to getting better. Rizzo says no players for the reigning World Series champions have shown any symptoms of COVID-19 at any point, and so no one has been tested. He said the team's medical staff checks in each day with every player and staff member. The chief executive of the Tokyo Games says he can't guarantee the postponed Olympics will be staged next year because of the virus continuing to spread in Japan. The country issued an emergency declaration this week to battle the virus. Organizing committee CEO Toshiro Muto says, "I don't think anyone would be able to say if it is going to be possible to get it under control by next July or not. We certainly are not in a position to give you a clear answer." The Olympics were postponed last month with a new opening set for July 23rd of 2021, followed by the Paralympics on August 24th. The U.S. Olympic swimming trials have been rescheduled for June 13th through the 20th in Omaha. The trials were initially scheduled for June 21st through 28th this year and are the sole qualifier for U.S. Olympic team, with the top two finishers in each event earning a trip to Tokyo. The original 15-session, 8-day schedule will remain for the rescheduled trials. Florida State offensive lineman Andrew Boselli says he and his famous father are both recovering from COVID-19. The son of former NFL lineman Tony Boselli writes on Florida State's athletic department website that he dealt with the worst of the virus for about 3 days. The Seminoles lineman wrote he spent days feeling miserable, and his healthy 47-year-old father with no underlying health conditions spent 3 days in the intensive care unit. And Tony Boselli is now back home. The XFL has suspended operations and laid off its employees. Employees were told the layoffs Friday during an in-house conference call. The upstart league, backed by WWE, canceled the remainder of its season last month because of the virus pandemic, but promised to be back in 2021. The moves have left the league's future in doubt. The XFL has 8 franchises and played 5 games out of a planned 10-game schedule. And also in the NFL, the New York Post is reporting that New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees will join NBC after he retires. The 41-year-old Brees will be going into his 20th NFL season this year and is signed through 2021. He's expected to begin as an analyst on Notre Dame games and in the studio for Football Night in America before eventually moving into the Sunday Night Football booth. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.